Today's shir in the Dir Shnu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. We are in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. We just have a little bit to finish up in Siman Resh Chaf Gimel. And we'll begin three lines from the top in the Ramah. The Ramah tells us a halacha that we had begun to discuss yesterday. V'yesh mi shekosov she'ein lomar kein al minolim o begodim hanasim me'oros shel behema. We brought down yesterday that you say yeshechayanu when you have new clothing, and that when somebody gets new clothing, there's a minhag to tell him you should be zoche tevala v'tischadesh. You should be able to be zoche to wear this one out and live long enough to mitzvah Hashem buy another one. But we say that you don't say this in regards to leather shoes, because in that situation, dimkein hayutzrichim lohamis behema acheres, another animal would have to be killed or die in order for you to get the leather to make the shoes. And therefore, we don't want to say such a thing because uksiv v'racham aval kol ma'asav, because Hashem is merciful on all His creations, and therefore we should have mercy as well. So we had quickly done this yesterday, and now we'll just conclude this last statement of the Ramah. He says, "V'nei hatam cholush miod." This is a very weak svara over here. This is a very weak reasoning over here, not to say tevala v'tischadesh, because it's going to cause another animal to be killed. And he says, "V'eino nira," and I don't like it. I don't personally see it. However, mikol makom, Rabin makpidim al zeh shelo lomro. There are many that do hold from this and don't say this custom of tevala v'tischadesh, that you should be zochet to wear a new one, that you'll wear this one out in good health, and therefore the many people do have the custom not to say this in regards to shoes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chaf Hei, Afilu Tmeya. We're talking here about even a Tmeyadic animal. You have crocodile shoes, you have pigskin shoes. So even though it would cause an animal Tmeya, a non-kosher animal, to be killed, nevertheless, people had the custom not to say this. And he says, Afilu hu mimin acher, raksha tofer tachto me'oros behema. And he says, even if it's some sort of other material, it's only the bottom, let's say, that has leather in it, so even the minority of it is only leather, still there was this minog not to go and say this. The issue footer number 41 brings down the Seir Shechayanu on an item that is made out of leather. So here the Kaf HaChaim writes, in the name of the Prima Godim in the Stechemet, Sha'af Shekosav Ramah She'ein La'achel Tevala V'tichadesh, even though the custom was that the Ramah brought down over here that people wouldn't say you should wear it out and be zocha to purchase a new one, Zehu Kidei Shelo Yitztarchol Harogo Behema. The purpose there was the idea that you shouldn't have to kill another animal, as opposed to with the saying of the Bracha of Shechayanu, that doesn't involve killing another animal, and therefore they all paskin that you would be able to say a Shechayanu. And this is the opinion of Rav Yashiv as well. Sheyesh levar shechyanu al na'alayim chashuvos. If a person purchases a new pair of leather shoes, it's an important pair of shoes, and they're significant, so you can make a shechyanu even on a pair of shoes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, however, shenogim shelo levar al na'alayim, he says that the custom is not to make a shechyanu on na'alayim, on shoes, afilu shehein chashuvos. Even if they are chashuv, new shoes, the minhag, he says, is not to make a shechyanu. That concludes Siman Reish Chaf Gimel. Yitzhak Hashem, we will be zoche to make shechayanus and to be zoche to purchase new items that we should have the shayla, do we not have to make a shechayanu on them. Now we begin Siman Reish Chaf Dalet. Dinei Brachos Pratios. This Siman in Shulchan Aruch deals with a lot of unusual brachos. Brachos that we are sometimes not noheik to say for various reasons, and others that we are noheik to say, but they're uncommon. So the Mechaber starts off, Haroa Markulis. If a person sees this type of avodah zara, known as markulis, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph explains it was known as markulis. He avodas gilulim she'ovdim osai deizeh shezorkin lo avonim. This was some sort of a weird avodah zara where people would stack up rocks one on top of the other, and then they would throw additional rocks at it. And the name of the avodah zara ushmo ha'atzmo kilus. The name of this avodah zara was literally praise, kilus. Ubnesha also lahaskir avodas gilulim bishmo. And since it is also forbidden for a person to mention the name of avodah zara by its name, the exception Dir Shufut No. 1 brings down that Shulchan Aruch says also lahaskir shem avodah zara bishmo ben letzorch ben shelo letzorch. You shouldn't mention avodah zara whether you really have a need to mention the name of the avodah zara, or certainly stam to mention the name of the zara. We don't do this. However, he says over there shetzorich lechanu. And the minhag is to go and deride it in some way and give it a shem gnai, a derogatory name. It brings down also from Tosos over there in Avodah Zarah, Shemishum kach kinu oso kulis. That's why the name is Markulis, not Markilus. Loshon lag vakelis. This is a language of derision, of making fun of it over here. It's a hefech, a switching around, mikilus, which means praise, it's a lashon of shevach, to this lashon of kulis, which is a lashon of derision. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, lekach kinu so b'shem kulis, that's why it was known as kulis, and the word mar, that's why they called it mar kulis, hu chiluf b'lashon arum, it means the opposite. Upirishu chiluf kilus, this is the opposite of kilus, the opposite of praise. Some suggest that this avodah zarah of mar kulis was the avodah zarah of Mercury, so-called god Mercury. In any event, the Mechava tells us when somebody sees this mar kulis, or oshar avodas kochavim, or any other place of avodah zarah, he says the following brach omer, Baruch ato Hashem, Olkeinu Melech Olam, again with full shem umalchus, shenosan erech apayim li ovri ritzono, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are unbelievably patient, and you have allowed such horrific avodah zarah to exist in your world, even though they're going against your will. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis explains further, afilu beis avodas gilulim, even when you see the house of this avodah zarah, never mind the avodah zarah itself. Ubach perish, the Bach, however, paskins over here, dafka kishiro asor begolu, you have to actually see the avodah zarah over here. Dirshah footnote number 3 reminds us that there is an isser of histaklus al avodah zarah. One should not stare at an avodah zarah. So the Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Zayin says, dafka ri'iyostam muteris, to casually glance at it, that's not forbidden. Avol istakl, to really look and to stare at an avodah zarah, that is forbidden. Ayin Shom for further details in this din. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'roh so b'so shloshim yom, eino chozim v'varach. If you see them again within a 30-day period of time, so as with other such brachos, you only make it once every 30 days, and if you've seen the avodah zarah again within a 30-day period of time, you do not repeat the bracha. Now the Ramah, however, tells us, hagah v'idna, nowadays, ein mevarachim zosa bracha. We do not make such a bracha upon seeing a house of avodah zarah. Why not? Shahare anu migudolim beinehem v'ro'on oson tomid. Unfortunately, we live amongst them, and therefore we unfortunately see these avodah zarahs all the time, and therefore we do not make this bracha anymore today. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, Shahare anu ro'on oson tomid. We see it all the time. V'kosu achronim dafilu holech liracheres v'ro'a sham avodas gilulim enu mevarach. Even if a person goes to another city and he sees the avodah zarah over there, so he obviously hasn't seen that particular avodah zarah, he's new to that city, nevertheless he still don't make the bracha. Why? Given the ro'es minzeh toch shloshim b'iro, because he saw a similar type of avodah zarah, a similar house of worship in his city during this period of time. Furthermore, the Efsherot, the Mishnah Berurah adds, dafilu kotin shehigdil ein tzorach levarach. Even if a child becomes bar mitzvah, he doesn't make this bracha after the bar mitzvah. Kivin shiroh saw b'katnuso, because he saw it when he was a kotin. And therefore, this is like seeing it within 30 days, and he doesn't make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Ve'el Yerabba kosav od mil sucharati. The Yerabba writes an additional chiddush, and he says, dafilu hu lo ra'a so toch shloshim yom. Even if the person did not see this avodah zarah within 30 days. Kivin sheyesh rov ha'olam, since the majority of people in the world, shu shochem b'neim, who he lives amongst them, shirona, so they also have seen this avodah zarah. So even though he himself personally hasn't seen it, nevertheless, he should not make this bracha, because so many other people have seen this avodah zarah within a 30-day period of time. A chiddush, truly. Kasav abach b'shem sefer eshkol. The Bach adds now in the name of the words of the eshkol. Hisham lecha, one should be very careful. Liros kanigos shel kusim, one should be careful not to go and look at the gatherings of the kusim. Vuadin mecholosim, and they're dancing and they're gathering together. Oshum dvar simchosim, or anything that makes them happy. Vimtishma kol kusim smechem, and if you hear the kusim acting in a happy, joyous fashion, hey anach utitzar, you should sigh and you should be troubled and pained. Al churban Yerushalayim, about the loss and the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ditisbalo leKodesh Baruch Hu aleh, and you should spur you to daven to HaKodesh Baruch Hu to restore them to Batei Mikdash, to their greatness. Visa b'Gemara, we also learn in the Gemara, Tafilo halol kanigos ulateirotrot shol Yisrael, hariz emosh of leitzim. And even if one goes to certain gatherings and theaters, circuses of the Jewish people, that's also called emosh of leitzim, and is not something that is usually considered proper. Dishah footnote number 5 brings down that somebody who lives in Yerushalayim, so they had the minog that they do not rip kriya every time that they see the Har HaBayis, because b'katnuso potum likro, since they were exempt from this kriya when they were a child, because mistama, they have seen it within 30 days, and therefore somebody living in Yerushalayim doesn't rip kriya upon seeing the Har HaBayis. We had already previously discussed when somebody sees a miracle that happened to the majority of Klal Yisrael, So we had already learned that if you didn't make the bracha at that time, and now you see it again within 30 days, you're also not allowed to make the bracha. Dishifu number 6 brings a very important halacha. He says, Mishagar somach liyam, somebody who lives near an ocean. For example, somebody living in New York and he lives near the Atlantic Ocean. V'lo ro'a shloshim yom, you haven't seen the ocean within 30 days. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskins halacha l'maisa shalolu yivarech. If he now sees it after 30 days, he now goes across the bridge and he sees the Atlantic Ocean, he should not make a bracha. Because of this idea that so many people have seen it, similar to this Avodah Zarah, that we said, since so many people have seen this Avodah Zarah, so even though you haven't seen it for 30 days, you do not make this bracha. That is a psak, halach l'maisa v'shlomo zalman. However, Rav Yashiv disagreed. Rav Yashiv says, no, you should make the bracha. He says, you can't compare the two. Ve'inu domil in yonenu. Because this bracha is essentially asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to uproot the Avodah Zarah. As opposed to this Bircha Sheva V'Hodoa Maisa Bereishis, that when you see the ocean, you should make a bracha, one has nothing to do with the other. If you haven't seen that in 30 days, you have the right to make this bracha. And this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. He does point out that the minhag in Yerushalayim is that people do not rip Kriya when they see the Har HaBayis, as we pointed out before. He says this is true for even somebody who hasn't seen it within 30 days, as long as he lives in Yerushalayim. And Shelus Tshuva's Divrei Yitziv brings down, Shev Shosh Somchu al Divrei El Yerabba Khan. They're relying apparently on the El Yerabba over here, this Milsa Dechadati, this new idea, this Chiddush over here, that since so many other people have seen it, it's considered, so to say, as if you'd seen it also within 30 days. And Mistama, that's why the people in Yerushalayim who truly live there do not rip Kriya when they see the Har HaBayis. Shekiv and Shirov Anshi Yerushalayim Rowan Esmokom and Mikdosh Kol Shloshim Yom, because most people will go to the Kotel, most people will see the Har HaBayis at least once every 30 days. Therefore, Gami Shalora Potter Milikra, based upon this El Yerabba. Very interesting idea as well. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, if somebody sees a place where an Avodah Zarah was uprooted, he praises Hashem. So if he's in Eretz Yisrael, that you removed the Avodah Zarah from our land. If he's outside of Eretz Yisrael, he also makes the bracha v'shemu malchus, that you uprooted Avodah Zarah from this place over here. And in both places, he also adds the following. In the same manner that you uprooted it from this place, came to Akar also, Mikol HaMakomos, you should uproot it from all places. And you should return the hearts of those people who worship those Avodah Zarah to worship you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet explains, Afilu Rak Mimokom Echad, this din applies even if the Avodah Zarah was only uprooted from one place, you have the right to say this bracha. Dishifu number 8 brings down that the person who's actually uprooting this Avodah Zarah, he brings down the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the name of the Marsha, in the Chidusha Agados, he says the bracha, v'shemu malchus, asher kinshonu mitzvah v'tzivonu, la'akar avodus elila mi'artzenu, that you've commanded us to uproot Avodah Zarah from our land. Like, this is similar to a bracha that a person would make on all the other mitzvos. Now we go to the Ramah. Yeah, it's Hagav. V'im ne'akru avodus kochavim mimokom echad unisanu mimokom acher. If the Avodah Zarah was uprooted from place A, but it moved to place B, so then you make two brachos. Mavarach hamokom shenekru on the place that it was uprooted from, sh'ak avodus kochavim. Make that bracha that Avodah Zarah was uprooted. V'amokom shenasua, and on the place that it was placed, and when you see that, l'sham shenosan erech apayim. Then you make the bracha of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're so unbelievably patient with all the sinners of the world that you allow them to sin and go against your will. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey writes, Hainu im yesh shloshim yom shloroso. This is, of course, if you haven't seen it within 30 days, v'chanal, as we've already explained. Tisha Foot number 9 says, why do we make a bracha if it hasn't really been uprooted totally? You just moved it from place to place. So the Shelus HaTshuzov Zdivri Yitziv writes, Shetiltul Avodah Zarah, just the fact that the Avodah Zarah has to move, is a bizarre for the Avodah Zarah, and it merits saying such a bracha. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Aroa Bavel HaRishah, if one sees the evil Babylonian country, Omer, he makes the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkinu Melech Olam, Shehechriv Bavel Harishah, that HaKadosh Baruch, we thank you for destroying this horrible nation, Bavel. Ro'a Beisel Shem Nebuchadnezzar, if you see the house of Nebuchadnezzar, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elkinu Melech Olam, Mor B'Shem Malchus, the Mishmur explains, Shehechriv Beisel Shem Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, we thank HaKadosh Baruch for destroying the wicked Nebuchadnezzar's house. Ro'agov Arroyos of Kivshonesh, if you see the lion's den of Daniel, or you see the Kivshonesh of Hanani Mishol Vazariah. So Omer, Baruch, Ato Hashem, Olkein, Vacholam, Sha'as, Anisim, Latzadikim, Bamokam, Azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank you for making Nisan for these tzaddikim in these places over here. And the Ramah adds, we've already learned this, V'ayin Le'el, Simen Rei Shud Ches, Siv Zayin, for further details. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav explains, Hainu HaChafira Shehusak Ba'oz Ho'esh L'chanani Mishol V'Zayin. You obviously can't see the flame, you just see the dugout area where they made the furnace over there where they tried to kill Chanani Mishol V'Zayin. When you see that place, then you make this bracha. Sif Dalit. Ra Makum Shiesh Bivavo. If you see a certain place in Bavo, Shakal Behemo Shatavar Olov, Enu Yecholulazuz Misham, that any animal that travels over there gets stuck over there unless, in Lo Yitnu Aleh Me'afar Makum Ahu, unless they put dirt on that animal from that place. Vahu Simon Klalala. This is a sign of Klala, of cursing of the land. Tchsiv Vete Te Siha Bimatateya Hashmei. The full pasuk is, over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sweep them out and destroy them. The Ramah says, Pirush, Mach B'dos HaBayis, this Tetesiyah is referring to the brooms of the house that are known as Shakovi Belaz, that are in a foreign language known as Shakovi, and then the Machaber has the end of the Pasuk HaShmeid. So when he sees this, Omer, the person should say, again, B'Shem U'Malchus, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Lekenu Baruch Olam, Omer, the Oseh, Baruch, Gozer, U'Mekayim. He says this words over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say, you do, and you're Gozer, and you fulfill your Gzeros. Mishnah Berurah says, all of these are B'Shem U'Malchus, as he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Gimel. All these brachas that we've mentioned over here are all said B'Shem U'Malchus. Then he brings down that the correct girsa, B'Gemara girsa, Baruch Omer Va'oser Gozer U'Mekayim. It doesn't have the words Baruch again the second time. And in Oz Dal in the Shaar HaTzion, he says this is the correct girsa from the El Yeraba. And he says, otherwise it would be six brachos, so the Gemara only mentions these five brachos over here, so we don't have the Baruch the second time. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, a rosh shishim ribo mi Yisrael biyachad. If a person sees 600,000 people, 60,000 all together at one place, Omer says, the bracha b'shem u'machus, bracha to Hashem u'kenu b'cholom, chacham horozim. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Ches, she'ein daiton domen zelezeh, that no two people are alike. Bein patzufeim domen zelezeh, and no two people have the same appearance. V'hu yodeh ama b'leiv kol elu ha'uchlosin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in the heart, what's in the minds of all of these 600,000 people. That's called Chacham Horozim, the wise one of the secrets. V'imheim ovde kochavim mazalos. The Mechaber continues and he says, if they are 600,000 people who are idol worshippers, then you say the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, bosha imchem ma'od. Your mother has become exceedingly ashamed. She who has bore you has been embarrassed. Behold, the end of the nation is desert, wasteland, and a barren plain. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Harochach Yisrael, if you see wise people from Klal Yisrael, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Baruch Olam, Shecholak Mechochmosu Liyareiv, that Hashem, so to say, gave a chelik of his chachma to the people who fear him. In other words, to Klal Yisrael's chachamim. Mr. Bursiv Cotton Test explains, She'am Hashem heim chelek eloka, that the chosen people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are a chelek, a piece, so to say, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, udvekim bo, and we're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we use this language over here, L'chein Omar, She'cholak mechochmah, so he gave a chelek, so to say, of his chochmah to the people that are fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'she'enkin l'kami b'siv zayin, as we'll see in a moment, when you see wise people who are not Jewish, then you don't say this bruch of cholak, you say nosan, Hashem gave, as opposed to he gave a piece of himself. And that's what we'll now see in Siv Zayin. Haroachach meyumos ha'olam, of the kochavim. If a person sees wise people from the goyim, shechachamim b'chochmos ha'olam, and they are wise in the ways of secular knowledge. So you also make a bracha when you see a Nobel Prize winner. Omer baruch ato Hashem alokinu melech ha'olam, shenosan mechochmos ha'olavos ha'badam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we acknowledge and recognize and give you shevach that you have given from your chochmah. Here we use the lashon nosan as opposed to cholak, from your wisdom to vos ha'badam, to people. What are wise people? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, Hainu b'hasheva chochmos. This is in the seven secular categories of chochmah, which the issue foot number 13 outlines. Lafuke imhem chachomim b'dosam, as opposed to if they're wise, unfortunately, in avodah zarah. Alzeh einom avar klal, then we don't make any such bracha. But if they're wise in secular wisdom, in refuah, in medicine, or other areas like that, so then we can make a bracha. The issue for number 13 brings down that even if somebody is very wise in the secular wisdom, he still has to be a person who is following Nizar b'sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He has to be a God-fearing Gentile, one who observes the seven mitzvahs of Noach. The issue foot number 14 brings down what happens if a Jewish person is wise in those seven wisdoms of the world, and he's unfortunately not a Talmud Chacham. Brings down in the issue foot number 14 from the Shelus Tshuva says Oris Tshuva, that you say Asher Cholak, also for this secular Jew, not Asher Nosan. However, in the Sefer Birchas Habayis, he brings down Shein Levarach Al Chacham Yisrael Habaki Bishar Chochmos, a wise Jewish person who is unfortunately not a Talmud Chacham, and he only knows secular knowledge. That's, so to say, a waste, and therefore we don't make a bracha on such a person. He's leaving out the important thing of learning Torah, and he's learning only secular knowledge. Shelos B'tshuva, Zoris B'tshuva says, if it happens to be a big Talmud Chacham, as well as wise in secular subjects, he's not sure if you have to make only one bracha, Asher Cholak, or should you make both brachos in this situation. He's left with a suffix. Finally, if he's not a Yori Shemayim, even though he's a big Talmud Chacham, one doesn't make the bracha as well for such a person. He's not really a Chacham in that situation. That concludes today's shir.